That's not a fuss, is it, Simone? So, what I'd like you to do is to do something we haven't done for about 2.5, 3 years, and that is grab a Bible. I know, they're back in. Welcome back, the Bibles. Grab a Bible if you want to, and I'd like you to turn, please, to 1 Chronicles. Now, I know you're now going, oh, where's that? Well, it's about page 380. And once you've got to Chronicles, is it about 380? People found it? Yep. 3? Brilliant. And now, of course, I can't find it. But I will. Now, have a look at Chronicles chapter 1. Just look. Look at that. Do you like? And have a glance at chapter 2. And you think, oh, this is fun reading, isn't it? Endless genealogies with names that you just can't pronounce. And verses that you pray that you won't get asked to read in church at all. Simone, you owe me one. If you're looking for a baby name, then go to Chronicles, because you might find a very unique one there. But tucked right into the middle of chapter 4 is something very interesting. And you can easily have switched off because of all those awful names, and then you get to Chronicles. Chronicles chapter 4, and you see verse 9 and 10. Do you see how different that is from all the other verses in 1 and 2? Because tucked in there is this Jabez person. Let me just read verses 9 and 10 of chapter 4. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the Lord God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. You can put your Bible away now. I just wanted to show that amidst all of those genealogies is this very interesting character. This unknown, until about, I think it was about 20 years ago, he became known. And a book, The Prayer of Jabez, came out by Bruce Wilkinson, an American pastor. I don't know if any of you remember it, or if any of you still got the tea towel with a prayer of Jabez on, or a mug with a prayer of Jabez on, or coasters with a prayer of Jabez on, or whatever. But it just went amazingly all over the place. It was top of the secular bestseller list for over a year. And I remember reading it on a long-haul flight to Hong Kong, which shows how long ago it was, and it really challenged me. And of course, there I was, decluttering my office, or should I say, getting rid of some of my books a few months ago, and it fell into my hand. And I was reminded of this very profound prayer that Jabez prays. Opportunity knocks to pray like Jabez. And you see, names mean an awful lot in the Bible. All of those names that you read in Chronicles will have a story behind them. They'll have been chosen for a particular reason, an important event, or something that they saw in their child at birth. Poor old Jabez. he gets pain. That's what he was called, a pain. Maybe Jabez's mum never wanted him to forget that birth because it was so painful. But he could have easily given up on life. He could have easily kept blaming his mother for calling him the pain. Every time he was called, he was reminded of the pain that his birth had caused. But then when you look at verse 9, it says about Jabez, he was more honourable than his brothers. Now, we don't know what he'd done to get that description, but he obviously has made it and rised above the name to be known by that. So here amongst all those unpronounceable names in 1 Chronicles, you have this prayer. And he prays four things. He prays, bless me, enlarge my territory, let your hand be with me, and keep me from harm. Oh, that you would bless me. There was an atheist who was spending a very quiet day fishing when he was suddenly attacked by the Loch Ness monster. And the beast tossed his boat up in the air. And as the man is falling downwards towards the open jaws of the Loch Ness monster, he cried out, oh my God, help me. The scene freezes. The atheist hangs in midair. The booming voice out of the cloud said, I thought you didn't believe in me. God, come on, give me a break, the man said. Just seconds ago, I didn't believe in the Loch Ness monster. Well, said God, now that you are a believer, you must understand that I won't work miracles to snatch you from certain death in the jaws of that monster. But I can change hearts. What would you have me do? Atheist thinks for a minute, then says, God, please have the Loch Ness monster believe in you also. God replies, so be it. The scene starts back in motion again. The atheist falling towards the ravenous jaws of the monster. The Loch Ness monster folds his claws together and says, Lord, please bless me with this food that you have so graciously provided. Oh, that you would bless me. And when you first read that, you think to yourself, bless me? Really? It appears a bit of a me, selfish kind of prayer. I mean, is it right to start a prayer by asking God for blessings? Yes, it is. It is okay, because God wants to bless. It's part of his nature. It's part of who he is. God is biased towards you. Not because you're good looking, not because you're well behaved, not because you follow the right football team. No other reason that God wants to bless you is he wants the very best for you. And he said that to Abraham. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. So another reason for saying yes, it's all right to ask God to bless us, is that in receiving that blessing, God wants us to bless others. Remember our backpack tag? If you haven't had one, I found one in my office, so you can have it. Blessed to be a blessing. You see, maybe we struggle with thinking, you know, God wants to bless me? Me? But if you understand it, that he wants to bless you in order for you to be a blessing to others, it makes a little bit more sense. And notice that Jabez's attitude was right. He didn't pray, you know, God bless me with a better job, a better husband, a better house, better kids, better mobile, a better, just bless me with more. He doesn't. He left God decide on what that blessing was going to be. God bless me. It's okay to say that. And to enlarge my territory. Again, you read that and you think, hang on a moment. Isn't that a bit selfish too? You know, is Jabez wanting more wealth, more power, more whatever, authority? No. He's actually praying for opportunity. He's not talking about land or territory like that. He's talking about impact. He's talking about opportunity. This is Jabez thinking big. He wanted to have a much bigger impact for God. So do we pray, enlarge my territory? I don't think we do. Because we limit God. We limit God because we don't mean to, but we do. Because in our heads and our theology, we say, our God is a great big God and he... But our humanists suddenly translates that to, that, really? Me? Impact for God? Me? And that's what Jabez wants to do this morning via me, to encourage each of us to pray that God would open up opportunities, that God would see you and bless you and say, go out and have a bigger impact for him. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask, or all that's in our mind, according to his power. Notice it's his power that's at work within us. Or another great Baptist missionary, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. And a great Welshman, don't be afraid to take a big step. You can't cross a chasm in two small steps. You're thinking about that, but you can't. So the challenge is, think big. Expect God to do big things through you. Let your hand be with me. Now, in Old Testament, the hand represented God's power. It represented God's strength. So there's a very simple request here by Jabez. He recognized that if he was going to make this impact for God, then he's going to need God with him. God with us. Lord, I'm counting on you to do these things in your time and in your way. But when you do, I don't want to go it alone. I want you to go with me. I want you to guide each step I take with your hand. Is that a prayer that you would pray? If so, amen to that. You see, Mr. Jabez, he knew his limitations and he needed God. Bottom line, Enfield Baptist Church and everybody visiting is that we're in partnership with the hand of God. So to the final part of his prayer, and keep me from harm so that I would be free from pain. Here's a request that's very closely linked to the last one. because the hand of God is not only a guiding hand of strength and power, but it's a protective one too. There's a possible play on words here. Because Jabez had caused pain at birth, he now prays not to cause any more pain. Jabez knew that he needed God's protection. Jesus did too when he told us to pray and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So we too need to pray for that protection. So what a prayer. What a prayer. Jabez cried out to the Lord, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I would be free from pain." Do you see how it kind of links? He wants to be a blessing. He knows that God is with him so he can make a bigger impact, and he's going to be protected from harm. And then at the end of verse 10, we get God granted his request. It was an enormous yes from God. So here's Jabez. He stands out amongst all those unknown names, all those genealogies. He wasn't a great prophet. He wasn't a great preacher. He wasn't a great ruler. He wasn't famous on the battlefield. But he is known for this little prayer that he prayed. So shouldn't we make this personal? We should pray for God's blessing. We should ask God to get us out of our comfort zone, enlarge our territories, and give us that opportunity. And we should pray for God's presence and for his protection. Because I don't believe that Jabez is in the pages of Scripture just so it's some magic formula that you can put on a tea towel or a cup. I think it's there for each one of us to take personally. Oh, that we would pray like Jabez. If we all went away and prayed like Jabez, I would reckon it would be quite a wow and quite mind-boggling to think of the results. Amen. The church speakers in one church regularly picked up the local taxi cab messages, and as the minister said, "Amen," at the end of one of the prayers one morning, the message came back through the speakers: "Request understood, and we will dealt with immediately." Amen. Amen. Angie's coming to pray. And so let us stand for our final song this morning, one that's Hillary's favourite, "Who Breaks the Power of Sin and Darkness." Let's stand.